Most men live lives of quiet desperation. It's one of my favorite quotes ever because it's true. And I've been that guy. You're just in this world where you just can't wait to just run away. The opportunity takes place usually when you're young and you don't have any responsibility. That's when you have your options. Well, your options are severely limited the more you gather responsibilities. Like, as a 51-year-old father of three, married man, pays taxes, has a house and a mortgage and a business and all that jazz. If I had to quit everything now and struggle the way I struggled as a stand-up comedian, it would never work. But the only way I could be this person now is if I took that chance when I was 21, when I was dead broke and had my cars repossessed and all that stuff. That's the only way you ever get where you want to go. You have to take a path that's dangerous. And most people want to take the safe path. And the safe path leaves you stuck in quiet desperation. Almost every time. It's hell. It's hell. You're selling insurance or some other shit that you care zero about. You have an apartment you have to pay for. You have a car you leased. You have a wife that you have to feed. You have a child you have to raise. You have your mortgage. You have your this. You have your that. And that's where it all comes from. The way you can change is you have to put aside enough money to give yourself a window. And then you have to have a plan, and you have to spend all your waking hours outside of whatever shit job you do planning your escape. And you have to come to the realization very clearly that you f***ed up and you got yourself stuck. So whatever you're doing, you have to do it like your life depends on it. And whether it is, if you're going to try to be an author and you're working 8 hours a day plus commuting plus family responsibilities or whatever else you have, whatever time that you have to attack like you're trying to save the world. You're trying to save your life. You don't want to drown. That 1.5 hours a day that you have to write, goddamn, you better be caffeinated and motivated. You got to go. You got to get after it. And you got to have discipline. That's, most people don't have those things. Most people don't understand what it's like to really go for something. And to know that the consequences of not doing that.
This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Horrific. This thing that we all have, everyone has. Not just me, I mean everybody that does anything has. And it's like this voice in your head that wants you to do nothing. This voice in your head, and he calls it resistance. Exactly. He talks about this resistance that is in your head, and that you have to decide that you are a professional. And what works is if you dedicate your time and your focus, like realistically, with a professional, disciplined effort to creativity. You show up every day like a professional, but you show up to be creative. If you just do it on a regular basis, ideas will come to you. But treat it like you're a professional, and you show up to engage with the magic. So every day, at the same time, you sit down in front of your keyboard and you start working. Mm-hmm. And just put in the work. Put in the work and force yourself to do it. You force it like a muscle. Like the same muscle that you develop when you go running every day. And then you get to the point where like 7 days in, you start feeling like you're getting better.
Yeah.
Because you're putting in the time. And that's really true. If you really stop and think about it. When someone like you has these inspirational words, it can change a person's whole life, change their whole path, change who they are. You literally can change a person's life through that, because we need each other. When someone like you does something that's exceptional and says something that's exceptional and has these inspirational words, it can change a person's whole life, change their whole path, change who they are. I'm missing motivation most days. Sometimes I got motivation. Sometimes I'm like, fuck yeah, today I felt good. I can't wait to get to the gym. But a lot of days, like, gotta get to the gym. And then once I get going, then I feel great.
Yeah.
And I feel great when it's over. But it's that beginning part that's hard, because your body wants to stay comfortable. Your body will trick you.
Every time I start doing things I don't want to do, I grow.
Yes. That's a lesson that people need to hear and learn. It's so important, because everybody just wants to be comfortable. Everybody wants to sit in the car. I don't want to go outside. It's cold. I don't want to do this. It's hot. Like, you've got to do things that you don't want to do because you show your body that your mind is the boss. Your mind is telling your body what to do, and then you have control. That you can't just wait for things to get perfect. You got to just go out and do stuff.